This is Senator Al Simpson. Buffalo Bill Cody is right back on the Army's top honor roll after a 72-year absence. Will Ted Kennedy pay his respects to the old scout? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, the Army has justly righted its own past wrong and given back to Buffalo Bill Cody the Congressional Medal of Honor that it stripped away from him in 1917 because he was a civilian. In that year, Congress changed the rules for qualifying for the medal and retroactively snatched it away from 910 recipients. But now all the evidence has been again reviewed, and the Army decided what people in my hometown of Cody, Wyoming, founded by the man, have known all along. Buffalo Bill truly was an American hero, deserving of our country's highest honor. He's best known for his pursuits as an Indian scout and a Wild West showman, but he's also the remarkable man responsible for our first national forest, our first ranger station, first reclamation dam, and so many other valuable and lasting monuments.
Al, the two of you would have made quite a pair together, Buffalo Bill and Antelope Al. You deserve a medal too, Al. A Purple Heart for all your wounds in the Reagan years. You were a real trooper. If they gave a Congressional Medal of Honor for defending the indefensible, you'd win it hands down. The Pentagon has an agency for everything, even a board of correction for military records. That's the group that took a fresh look at Buffalo Bill's record and gave him long overdue justice. It's hard to see what the Congress of 1917 was doing when it stripped him and so many other past recipients of the Medal of Honor. It's one thing to tighten rules for the future, but applying changes retroactively and revoking medals already awarded doesn't sound fair. We're all glad Buffalo Bill has his medal back. Old Antelope Al deserves credit, too, for pressing the case and helping to see that justice delayed was not justice denied. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.